this DoorDash delivery driver got a message from this man. It says, "Look, I'm not proud of this, but I'm currently ordering this from my bathroom. My wife and I are on day 2 of a 5-day juice cleanse, and I can't do it anymore. Please approach the house with the engine off. In all caps, do not park in the driveway. If you see any lights on, retreat. Leave the bag next to the bushes behind the ceramic gnome and text me when it's there. My life is in your hands." This is the theme. Woody and Jim
podcast, friends till the end. And now they start talking. It's the Woody and Jim joke off. We tell terrible dad jokes back and forth. First person to laugh loses the game. Simple as that. Shall we begin?
What are you going down? Okay. I fired my fruit delivery driver today.
Really?
I hate to let the man go.
Oh.
But he was driving me bananas.
Oh.
He's a 2-for-1.
Double punchline. Jim, a cop yelled at me over the weekend, said, "Pull over." I said, "Actually, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing."
Ooh.
No, we got to keep going. You can't laugh at the first joke.
Couple bonus jokes. I mean, that was kind of funny.
It was kind of amusing. I thought
kind
so
of funny, not a lot funny.
I should have saved it. I should have saved it for the end.
What do you call a dog that throws nothing away?
Mm.
A hoarder collie.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Jim, over the weekend, a cabinet opened and a bottle of omega-3 capsules fell on my head.
Ooh. Yeah.
But don't worry, my injuries were only super fish oil.
Ooh.
See, I should have started with that one. That was excellent.
What do you can't blame yourself if you fall in your own driveway?
Mm.
It's your own asphalt.
Jim, my girlfriend was saying, "Hey, why don't we spice things up? And, you know, we'll play a little game in the bedroom.
Mm.
You know, you be the doctor and I'll be the patient." So I said, "All right." So I made her sit in the hall for 3 hours and ignored her.
What do you call a smart woman who refuses to fart in public?
What?
Private tutor.
I was ready for that. Jim, a panhandler asked me for a dollar. I said, "Sorry, I only carry big bills." And he said, "Well, give me one of those." So I handed him my electric bill.
I can't tell the difference between butter and I can't believe it's not butter.
Mm.
My margarine of error is very low.
Ooh, got a lot of food jokes today.
Oh, here's the good one.
You went to a different pile of jokes.
My girlfriend has been leaving magazines all over the house with the pages open to a jewelry store ad.
Okay.
And I said, "All right, I get the hint." So for her birthday, I'm buying her a magazine rack. I know that was slow clap-a-mania. Yeah.
And let's kill it right there.
Should we just finish?
The game has already been won.
Yeah.
These were merely for exhibition.
These were... That's right. Merely for exhibition, not a competition. Please, no wagering. All right. My grandson Ollie had a soccer game on Saturday morning. Did some stuff with the kids on Saturday. I never got to go see the movie that I've been planning to see.
Oh,
forever.
No.
So my record remains intact. I got invited instead to a early Easter dinner.
Ooh,
we had that yesterday out of my son's in-law's house.
Oh, nice.
Had Palm Sunday church on Sunday, and I went to the Next Steps room afterwards as we're planning my second baptism.
Cool.
And when is that, you know?
We haven't set a date yet, we're just kind of getting,
Okay.
I don't want to do it at Easter. You know, I don't want to make it about me.
How kind of you.
Thank you. I'm willing to share the spotlight. Don't you worry. Hosanna.
Gina, what was your weekend?
My husband and I went to Gatlinburg. We stayed at a cabin over there, and then my parents met up with us.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was fun. We got some moonshine tasting, some wine tasting. They have a lot more wineries than I remember.
Seems like Gatlinburg has got a lot of that now.
Yeah.
I think they're acknowledging that, you know, as Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge get more touristy, you need a few drinks to get through it.
Yeah, exactly. Especially like the cost, and then you're walking up and down the strip. So.
It's expensive
really
to be
expensive.
In Gatlinburg.
It is.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My wife said, so you're going to wear that today, huh?
Ooh.
Which is never a good sign.
No.
Which is, this. She calls this my disco shirt. So it's like a red button-up shirt.
I think it
burgundy
looks nice.
Shirt. It looks fine.
Yeah.
It bothers her because it's got some, like, sheen to it.
It does. I know what she's talking about.
Well, it's not like satin. It's
in her eyes, it's like double satin. She calls it my
dance fever.
Denny Terrio shirt,
Denny
which is
Terrio.
Like an old host of a disco show.
I like it. It's nice.
Me too. It doesn't fit me. I need to have it altered, but I think it's a nice shirt.
Yeah,
it's a nice shirt.
And
really
what
nice.
Do you have? You have an interesting shirt, as you always do.
I have a. It was inspired by Kramer on Seinfeld. It's a lobster shirt.
Ooh.
But this one has a bikini girls riding lobsters.
I know. I didn't notice that until you said that.
I saw the lobsters. I didn't see the lady riding the lobster. I thought it was a mermaid at first, but no.
No.
She can't. She can't be straddling a lobster if she has.
If she has fins, yeah.
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 Yeah. I also had a moment this morning where I went to the bathroom. I was pulling my pants up and I realized I have a hole like right in the crotch of my pants.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
It's like, what, how does that happen?
That's happened to me where
it's not,
like
it's
my
not
pants
like
are fine.
It's like anything's busting to get out.
They're fine. Then you're looking like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay, but are you going to throw them out or are you going to keep them in your closet?
I don't know.
Gina, what should he do?
Yeah. You should throw them out.
Throw them
My
out,
My husband
okay.
has like three pairs
right,
of pants.
All right, I'll throw them out.
And underwear with holes. I'm like, throw it away.
I was looking back at my childhood when my mom would get those iron-on patches.
Oh, yeah.
To cover up, like, he put them on the knees of your dungarees.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know if I want to have one on my crotch.
Yeah. That'd really draw attention. Just one mismatching one.
Right. And if it's depending on the fabric, you could be walking funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That could be a fashion icon.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
John Ingram, the owner of Nashville SC, is coming under fire because it seems like he's changed his mind a little bit about the expansion of the raceway at the fairgrounds.
Oh,
he
really?
Said he was going to work hand-in-hand with them when they originally built Jodas Park.
Right.
And now he's saying he wants to fight them bringing NASCAR back.
Ugh.
So people are saying, he lied to us!
Interesting.
Seems like nobody... except a small few want races to happen at the racetrack.
Yeah.
we'd prefer to turn it into an outdoor public library.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we're just going to plant flowers.
I didn't know it was going to be loud. Yeah.
Get some more mufflers out there.
So travelers are confused because most airports are saying because of the TSA lines and the fact that people have quit and people aren't showing up to work, you should come extra early, 3 to 4 hours early.
Right.
But then there's the Columbus Airport, which has been sending out messages to travelers saying, hey, look, the reason lines are so long is because everybody's coming too early. So don't come so early.
Oh, what?
God.
So if you're waiting for a plane, you're going like, wait, come early or don't come early? I think you're coming early.
Yeah, just
right?
do it.
To be on the safe side.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably coming early.
I hate getting to the airport early. I'm like one of those that
sucks.
I hate it. I just want enough time to grab a snack and get on.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But right now, you do need to get there
you do.
Early.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
Yeah.
You're going to miss your flight.
This DoorDash delivery driver got a message from this man. It says, look, I'm not proud of this, but I'm currently ordering this from my bathroom. My wife and I are on day 2 of a 5-day juice cleanse, and I can't do it anymore. Please approach the house with the engine off. In all caps, do not park in the driveway. If you see any lights on, retreat. Leave the bag next to the bushes behind the ceramic gnome and text me when it's there. My life is in your hands.
don't want to juice anymore, and you can't leave the bathroom.
My secret non-juice food.
Leave it behind the gnome.
What, like a ninja. Yeah.
Did you say what he ordered? Like Taco Bell or something like that?
No, I don't know. But that would clean him out, too. That's a cleansing in and of itself.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you're asking for a whole different set of problems.
Yeah. That's so funny.
That is great. And since we're Americans and we relish and enjoy the suffering of others, Gina, tell us how your Monday started.
Oh, it's been awful. I guess it kind of started last night because we were driving home from Gatlinburg and we got back a lot later than I wanted.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a good night's sleep. We also left my my baby's bassinet with my parents, so she slept with us last night. So
that's never a good sleep.
I did not sleep very well. So I woke up and kind of in a rush. There's laundry everywhere, so I'm trying to find things. I look like a homeless person right now.
Oh, you're looking.
But I put myself together. Things are clean, at least. Okay, they're washed. And we don't have much food, so I decided to eat some cornflakes today. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you guys, but cornflakes to me don't taste like much. So
kinda
I usually
blah.
You gotta put sugar. You gotta put sugar on them. Yeah.
So I have a little container on the counter that has sugar in it, and I've eaten it the past couple mornings, so I thought it'd be fine. So pour the sugar on top, whatever. Go sit down. As soon as I sit down, my dog, of course, starts whining that he wants to go outside.
They know when you're comfortable.
So I get up, and as I'm getting up, I stub my toe on this piece of baby equipment that we have had that has been broken since we bought it. We bought it broken.
So it's useless, and it's hurting you.
And it's just in the way. I don't know why we haven't taken it to them. So that pissed me off that it's still sitting in our living room. Mm. And so I let my dog out, and I go to sit down, and as soon as I sit down, he comes right back in. So that, you know, made me irritated.
Get up again.
Yes. And he's just staring at me, and I was like, just get out of my sight. Like, I was so mad. And so I sit down and start eating my cornflakes, come to find out that it is not sugar in that, it is salt. So I put salt on my cornflakes this morning, right after I stubbed my toe, and I got like 2 hours of sleep. My back hurts. I'm feeling my age. It was not good. And so I had Doritos and peanut M&Ms for breakfast this morning.
Breakfast of champions.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend your daily allowance of M&Ms in the morning.
I got some protein with the peanuts.
Yeah, you got protein. You got your fiber with the Doritos.
Yeah.
Healthy.
You got cheese dust. It's always good.
Yeah. Some dairy in there.
Yeah, see? There you go.
I'm doing okay.
Balanced breakfast.
Yeah.
The last day of the week, last week, the president signed an emergency thing to get the TSA agents paid.
Good.
They might get paid today tomorrow.
Yeah. But they're saying, you know, okay, there's an emergency fund. Don't know how long it's going to last because Congress is on vacation. They said, no, we're not going to fund anything and we're going to be gone for 2 months. Yay. Our government working as quickly as they can. There is an interesting thing. People are talking about TSA stuff that they found that people try to sneak through.
Oh, yeah.
Right before they get on a plane.
It's their job to stop those things from going through. What did they find?
Here's a couple things. A man tried to get through with 67 live turtles taped to his legs.
What? How big were these turtles?
They were small turtles. But
oh, my
gosh.
But
there were 67 of them taped to his legs.
Wow.
How could you possibly even move or walk like
that? No. Poor
and
turtles.
I know, you know.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Everyone likes turtles. An entire disassembled luxury automobile that was put in 27 different pieces of luggage.
So they were trying not to pay to ship this thing.
Yeah, so they took the car entirely apart
and put
it in luggage.
The amount of work
must
have been.
They probably couldn't have brought the tires, could they?
That's a good question.
27 pieces of luggage. That's a lot.
That is a lot. Hmm. Also, they at LAX, they stopped $900,000 in cash that was vacuum sealed inside a frozen fish.
What?
Somebody didn't want that cash found.
A frozen fish?
Frozen fish.
Oh, well, it would thaw out by the time they got to their destination.
Maybe they wanted that, though. Maybe, like, okay, you figure the vacuum seal it, right? Mm. Maybe to, I don't know, there's cash sniffing dogs?
I don't know if they're, but yeah, I guess the fish smell would overcome any kind of
and that's
unless
what I,
it's fishing, like drug money and has, like, remnants of the drug on it.
Obviously,
jeez,
somebody making really good decisions.
Right. They go, they won't smell the cash or the drugs on the cash, but they will smell the fish and they go, oh, it's a fish. And then they won't do anything, but apparently they did.
Yeah. So hopefully the TSA agents get paid today, and this national nightmare will be over.
Yeah.
And then we'll be on to the next nightmare.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
So Ryan O'Reilly is a star player of the Nashville Predators. And it just so happens he has a kids' music side hustle going on.
What?
So he and a friend of his has started a kid rock band. It's for children's music.
That's cool.
So he and a friend, and their band is called Mac and Cheese. And they have put together an album of recordings that's coming out on April 10th. And one of the songs for children that is coming out is called Pizza Party. And the team has liked it so much that when they win after a victory in the locker room, they play this song.
Pizza party, pizza party, it's a pizza
sounds
party,
like a SpongeBob song.
Pizza party,
right?
It's a bop.
It's a banger.
Better than Kids Bop, I'll tell you that. So they have a fantastic music video that has like all his cartoon characters, and they're singing and dancing about pizza. If you want to see what Ryan O'Reilly is doing in his spare time, go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or the Woody and Jim Facebook page, or you can watch the music video at totallyhitsnashville.com.
I love it. Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Is it time to play Gender Wars? Why, yes, it is. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? They can help you out. Contact them at localtreefellers.com. All right, for the ladies, we have Karen in Murfreesboro. For the guys, we have Mark in Hillsboro Village. Good morning, y'all.
Buenos dias, amigos.
Good morning.
Ooh, it's an international show.
All right, so let's warm up with a question about you, starting with Karen. Growing up, what was your mom's best dish?
It was Cornish hen.
Cornish hen?
Ooh, fancy.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds nice. Mark, what about you? What was mom's best dish?
Every year for my birthday, she makes a strawberry cake. And that is the only thing I require for my birthday.
That's the thing, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
Okay, here we go, Karen. Multiple choice. In the Marvel movie universe, does actor Paul Rudd play Deadpool, Hawkeye, or Ant-Man?
Ant-Man.
Woo!
Way to go.
Good start.
Oh, that was a guess.
Nice. Good for you.
Mark, does a Merle Norman store sell shoes, kids' clothes, or cosmetics?
I'm going to go with shoes because that's what it always is, right?
Well, you're not wrong, but except you are today. It's cosmetics.
Cosmetics.
Okay, it's a 1-0 lead.
Okay, Karen, if the mechanic says you need new pads and rotors, what part of the car is he talking about?
Pads and rotors. Brake.
Brake.
Yeah,
yes.
Good job.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
All right, it's a big 2-0 lead. Mark, you need to get this one right to stay in the game.
You can do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Here the series Sex in the City took place in what city?
New York City.
It
New
did.
York City. Okay.
There we go.
All right, it's 2-1. Karen, if you get this one right, there's no way Mark could come back. You'd have a perfect game.
All right, Karen, baseball's Cleveland Guardians were once known by what less woke name?
I'm going to screw. I don't know.
Okay. Screw. Your chance to tie it right back up. What did the Guardians used to be known as, Mark?
The Indians.
They were the Indians.
Yes. All right. We have a tie game. Now things have completely flipped. Mark can win it with a right answer here.
If you visit 7forallmankind.com, what are you shopping for?
Oh, gosh. I have blocked this memory out. I believe it's clothing, if I'm not mistaken.
Are we going to accept that?
Women's clothing?
I know that that's something specific. They're jeans.
Jeans.
Yeah. So, I don't know if they sell regular clothes.
I probably shouldn't get it. But,
okay. Well, we're at a tie, so we can do a tiebreaker.
All right. So we have a tie,
Break the tie completely different way with Name That Song, Lyric Edition, up to 5 lines from a song. How many will you need to name the song, Karen?
Let's go with 3. 3.
Want to do it in less than 3, Mark?
Sure, why not? Let's go down to 1. I'm going to go
one.
Whoa.
One line.
Daredevil.
He's going for broke.
Okay, here we go, Mark. This is the one line you need to name the song. And it seems to me you lived your life.
This is Candle in the Wind by Elton John.
Yes!
Wow!
That was really well done. Wow.
What a come from behind victory. Well done, Mark.
If you had the next line, it would have been total gimme, but yeah. You got it. And you have Monster Jam tickets.
Woo-hoo!
At Bridgestone nice. Arena. Congratulations. Ah, what a great game. Yeah. Karen, you were so far ahead, and Mark clawed his way back into victory.
He busted your bracket.
Very exciting. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A lot of people are saying right now in 2026, this would be a good time to get off this planet. Luckily, four people get to do that on Wednesday.
There's the launch of the Artemis spacecraft from NASA.
Artemis 2 is going to be taking off on April 1st, which makes you think, are they really? April Fool's Day?
Just trolling us.
But we're going back to the moon, but not landing. We're just going to take a big loop around and then come back.
But why?
It's a drive-by.
Yeah.
It's to make sure everything is working and safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then after this one, they'll go back again and they'll land there.
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess eventually build a moon base. And I guess that would be the next launching point to go to Mars and beyond.
So you're telling me we have to practice to go to the moon again, even though we've already been. We have to practice with all...
Yeah, it's been like...
On the radio, people can't see your air quotes.
I'm just a little suspicious.
She's suspicious that we've ever been there.
Yeah, just like if
we've... Is it because you think that people of a certain... era weren't smart enough, weren't as smart as we are now?
No, I think you guys were probably smarter than we are right now. We have more technology on our side is the only like upside. But I just think, it just doesn't make sense. The fact that like nobody else has been to the moon, that nobody's been back to the moon.
For 50 years.
Yeah, I just like, it's a little suspicious to me.
It's expensive. Right. So the first time we went to the moon was we were racing against Russia in the Cold War.
Our incentive was to get there first.
Yeah.
Now they're like, well, China said they're going to go there and they're going to put a base on there. So we have to start going there.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you know, we cough up the money when there's like a race going on.
So stupid.
That I came up with the decision myself.
When astronauts are on the moon in the future and they hear a big explosion, which is the Earth blowing up, they'll go, what was that noise? See what happens. But yeah, we haven't been back for over 50 years because a lot of people think we were warned not to go back by the space people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Everything Woody knows is based on ancient aliens on the History Channel.
Yeah, right.
As we all know, the moon is just actually it's a space station. It's not a moon. It was placed there years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So who built the moon? I guess we'll find out if we ever land there.
Right now it's that party we're not sure if we want to go to, so we're just going to drive around the block.
Yeah, you guys have fun with that.
Yeah. If it looks cool, we'll land, but, you know, otherwise, you know, we may just, you know, go to Sonic instead.
It's not unlike when I would try to go to the Oreo Festival last year and there was no parking out there and I just kind of drove around and then came back.
Yeah.
So same thing we're doing, but on a multi-billion dollar plan to go to the moon to do that.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
As far as March Madness goes, nobody has an unbroken bracket. I guess the finals... four has been set. The number one seed, Duke, got upset by UConn. Tennessee, they beat Tennessee like a rental car. Michigan beat them, went into the Final Four. Of course, also going to be, Illinois and also Arizona.
Nice.
In the Final Four.
Cool. I love the Final Four.
Savannah Guthrie is coming back to the Today Show. Even though her mom, Nancy, is nowhere to be found, she said, I can't not come back because it's my family. Mm. It's, I guess, her TV family. She said, I will have joy and my joy will be my protest. My joy will be my answer and being there is joyful. I'm not going to be the same But maybe it's like that old poem, more beautiful than the broken places. So yeah. She's coming back 1 week from today.
Wow. All
right.
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially like everybody's probably talking about it. And yeah, it's not fun. Well, this is straight out of like a movie storyline. A family in Kentucky rejects $26 million from an AI company who wanted to keep their farmland and turn it into a data center.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're going to work the farm, which I'm sure is not something you get rich on.
Right.
And no, especially now.
Turn down $26 million.
Yeah, I know a lot of like farms and farmers are having a really tough time and they're struggling with the economy and stuff. So this is saying a lot. And I think it's cool that they're sticking it out.
Yeah. They're taking a stand against technology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Conviction is to be admired.
Yeah, absolutely.
No kidding. What are we doing the rest of the day, y'all?
I'm doing some yard work. So we've got a class tonight, like kind of for church, and that's about it.
Nice. I have to take my dog to the vet. He has an ear infection, so that's really fun. He smells really, really bad.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
disgusting. Those drops in his ears, and then listen to him shake his head all day long.
He smells so bad. I feel awful.
Sorry.
Yeah. And then hopefully catch a nap, but I don't think it's looking good. So we'll see.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I got so many Monday things to do. I got to pay some bills and I got to do grocery shopping because I have nothing to eat. Which is actually probably a good thing.
It's motivational.
Yeah, there we go.
Get out of the house because I'm going to starve.
Monday, or we'll be back. It won't be Monday anymore. That's it.